Thing else in Genesis chapter 3, that can't stop man God planning and praying for your life that he prayed for you before the foundation of the world. That's why all those things in the Bible from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to the Revelation, man, is stories and means and prophecies and this and that and everything else. All those things are means, man, are God's means of getting you and I back into what was going on in chapter 1 and chapter 2. Listen, in chapter 1 and chapter 2, when God was talking to Adam and Eve in the garden, it wasn't the same way he talking to Adam and Eve after they got put out of the garden. He had to commune with them a whole different way. But when he was talking to them, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, he was telling them, man, we tell God all the time how great thou art. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, you know what God was doing? He was telling us how great we are. Glory to God. How great we are. Listen, if we say how great thou art, and he is great. And listen, if you created in his image and in his likeness, then we great too. So he was, this is what he was ministering to them as they was becoming who they already, he was telling them how great they are. That's what he's telling you through his kingdom ministry broadcast, through the kingdom ministry of God. Not just how great he is, and ain't he all right, and yes, Jesus all right, man. Yeah, and yes, God is great, man. But, man, what he wants you to know, man, that you great too. And instead of saying, ain't he all right, you'll start saying, yes, he's all right, and I'm all right too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, boy, you'll start living like God designed for us to live. And then, man, you know, our witness won't be just enticing words of the knowledge and the understanding that we have, but it'll be in demonstration and in power. Some areas, man, we'll be continuously planting seeds of love and the word of God in one another's lives. And some areas, man, we'll be feeding fruits from the seeds, man, that have been cultivated and grew up and produced in our lives. And let me tell you something, man. It's the fruits that's nourishing. It's the fruit that the people really need. Now, we give them the seed, and then they got to plant the fruit, man, and wait for a harvest time to come in their life through faith and patience. That's why we need some fruits, too. So that, man, as they waiting on their harvest time, man, then we can share with them also, man, not just plant the seeds so that they can have seed too, but we can share with them, man, the fruit of our labors. Fruit too. Hey, listen, the world need to see something. They need to see something. They need to see something in we as believers, you know. They don't need to see we as believers trying to crucify ourselves. They don't need to see a church that's, man, trying to come out of sin and trying to quit doing this and get this right and get this. No, they need to see, man, a resurrected church. They need to see, man, a resurrected you. What you mean a resurrected you? They need to see you, man, you know, with sovereignty, operating in sovereignty and dominion and royal power. They need to see you stick your chest out, man, like you ain't worried about nothing when all hell is breaking loose, man, all around you. They need to see you, man, speaking, man, the blessings, man, in one another's life and instead of, man, slandering and backbiting and gossiping, man, about one another. They need to see that. They need to see the resurrected us. And in order for them to see the resurrected us have to see the resurrected Christ. And when you see the resurrected Christ, you'll see, man, like I started off saying, man, you'll see a finished work. See, on the seventh day, the Father say, on the sixth day, he say he was very good, and he rested on the seventh day. Listen, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, man, and he did his work, man, and 33 and a half years old, man, on the cross, he said, it is finished. He did his work. He's through too. Now they seated at the right hand of the Most High God, waiting on you and I, man, to do our work by the power of the Holy Ghost. He even sent us a helper to get it done, man, the Holy Spirit. We waiting on the Holy Spirit to finish, man, to put the icing on the cake. What your job is, man? You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come up and on you. He in you, but that whole you need to be filled up with it when he come up and on you. And when he come up and on you, and I see in you, it affect your life. That's why you got to continue in the Word of God. Continue to grow. But when he's, as you continue and it come up on you and up and up and up to overflowing, then it start affecting, man, everything around you. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come up and on you. And you shall be, watch this, not a witness for me, but a witness unto me. What's a witness for Jesus? When we preach and teach and tell all about how Jesus, man, what he did, how he opened blind eyes, how he unstopped at the earth, how he cast out devils, man, how he, man, hung, bled, and died, how he, man, risen. When we just, that's a witness for Jesus. But the scripture don't say that. It say, how be it when the Holy Spirit come up on you, you shall be a witness unto me. In Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, all over, everywhere you're going. What's a witness unto Jesus? He said, not only you'll be telling a man about what Jesus did, you'll be doing what Jesus did. You'll be opening blind eyes too. You'll be unstopping deaf ears too. You'll be causing the lame to walk too. You'll be raising the dead too. You'll be walking, man, you know, far above all your circumstance, situation, and symptoms too. How are you, you know? By the indestructible, incorruptible, ever-living seed of God's word that you come to the knowledge of and, man, begin to apply to your life. Line up on line, precept upon precept, little by little by little, thereby walking out of darkness into the marvelous light. And in that marvelous light, boy, you'll be able to not only see, but you'll know that you 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 know that everything is all right. Because, boy, your life is hid in him. You're on the potter's wheel. Your life is in, man, the hands of the Most High God. Who can pluck you out of his hand? Who can stop, man, his plan and destiny for your life? I'm persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of God that he has for us. I'm talking about nothing. Nothing that you can do, nothing that anything else, man, to make God, man, not love you, man, or love you any less than he love you. Nothing. And boy, as you find out, man, like I say, and begin to receive the love of God that he has for your life, it's what it's designed for. It's designed to make you love him. And Bible say this, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I ain't talking about the Ten Commandments that God gave Moses. That's inclusive in it. I'm talking about all his words, like what he's sharing with you now. You'll keep that. You'll keep that commandment. He said, I command you, in other words, man, to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. I command you to receive your inheritance, man, that God has for you among those who are sanctified. I command you to rise up, man, from the beggarly element of this world and take your place, man, as sons and daughters of the Most High God and start ruling and reigning over circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life. That's his commandments, too. Not just don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't do this, don't do that. That's inclusive in it, man. Hey, but boy, when you... he commands us to walk in our sovereignty and our dominion. In our righteousness, in our peace, in our joy. He said this way, come you who are blessed of the Father and get your inheritance. And as you receive the gift, freely give. So what's our responsibility? To receive God's grace, man, and to administer God's grace. To receive God's love, and to give God love. To receive God's salvation and give God salvation. To receive God's healing and, man, administer healing. To receive God's provision and minister God's provision. To receive God's deliverance and minister God's deliverance. Receive means to grab a hold of, to seize it, and to place it in your your possession. Boy, when you do that, man, listen, you ain't, when you're doing that, you ain't focusing on sin, man. You coming out of sin. How can help me, Holy Ghost? Hey, well, what's happening, man? The Word of God, man, is sprinkling you, man, from a sin consciousness to a righteous consciousness. Reason why we have so much problem with sin, man, you still got the sin consciousness. But when you gain, man, and receive the righteousness of God, then you have a righteous consciousness then. And with the righteous consciousness, man, you can walk more in righteousness and upright and right and live right and act right and talk right and do right. It's a lot easier that way. It don't mean you won't have no temptation and the enemy won't attack you and try to, but you will be more stronger, man. Your focus won't even be on that. You'll be after God and all that he has for you. You'll be after that. You'll be walking after that spirit. You'll be walking after that life. And as you walk after that spirit, after that life, you know, and becoming who you already are, the less you sin. Listen, we got it backwards. We think the less we sin, the more righteous we become. No, that's backwards. The more you realize how righteous you are, the less you sin. I'm going to say it again. The more you realize how righteous that you already are, the less you sin. When you realize, man, that God made you right, that God, listen, this ain't even what you're doing. Your own responsibility, man, that comes from the grace of God, from the Lord's grace, man, is to receive his grace and to administer it. This is what God doing for your life. I told you the kingdom ministry of God, the kingdom of God is not what, man, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob done and what Moses done and what Adam done, man, this is what God done. And what he doing, and what he will continue to do until his completed work is manifested in the lives of his children on the earth. And let me tell you something. His counsel is going to stand. I don't care what's coming up on this world. His counsel is going to stand. I don't care what you might face in this world, you know, no matter what it is, from A to Z that opposes itself, man, against the perfect will of God for your life, it can't prosper. It is fall, but it can't prosper. His counsel is going to stand. His word is incorruptible. His word is ever living. His word is all powerful. And as we begin to receive it as it is in truth, man, not the words of the pastor, not the words of the prophet, but as it is in truth, the word of the Lord that's spoken, man, through the mouth of the prophet. Let me tell you something, man. Thank God what God spoke through the prophets, man, in Moses' day. Man, you need to hear what God is speaking through the prophets in your day. And the prophet that he raised up in your day is a little bit different, man, from the prophet that he raised up in Moses' day. Because in those days, man, he was dealing with a fallen people, a people who were dead and trespassing in sin and who were separated from God. In this day, he's dealing with a people who have, man, sins have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, boy, and they've been clothed with the righteousness of God, and they have had restored back to them everything that they lost in Adam. Back to man, they prophesying to them like he was in the garden, telling them, man, great day. And how mighty they are, and how much of him they like, and what they really have, and what they really can do, and what their real responsibility and purpose in life is. And that's, man, to make the whole earth just like heaven. To make it in your life and all your circle of influence and aid and support to all your circle of influence, that it might be in all our lives here on earth just as it is in heaven. That earth may be a colony of heaven, an outpost of heaven. That it be on earth, in the life of its children, that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Boy, when you get in with God on accomplishing that, then I'm talking about he will supply all of your needs. Not according to the economy. And not according to how much money you make, and not according to how much money you got in the account, and how much money you can acquire yourself, but according to his riches in glory. through Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me tell you something. What he called for, he will provide for. I told you he's the source and the sustainer. And this is what he's doing. He in Christ Jesus. He was in Christ Jesus. What you mean he was in Christ Jesus? God himself, man, came down to this earth in the person, man, of his son, Jesus Christ, man, to redeem our life from the destruction that this in this world system that we live, were born, trained, conditioned, grew up in, man, to deliver us, man, out of this kingdom of darkness that headed to destruction and transfer us and translate us over into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. So instead of living, man, you know, according to the dictates of this world system, we can begin to live according to the dictates of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven system. Hey, listen, you know, that's why, you know, Jesus said, hey, listen, it's not enough to be in the kingdom. Let me just throw this in right here. We in the kingdom, but it's not enough just to be in the kingdom. There are secrets and laws that governs the kingdom too. Moses gave laws, God gave laws to Moses and to all the people in time past. He gave the law to Adam, don't eat off that tree. He gave the law, man, you know, to everybody. He gave all of them something to do. He gave Moses, hey, this is the promise. Moses believed the promise. He gave Abraham the promise. Then, man, the promise came true. All the descendants of Abraham were the nation, man, the law. Then the man's job was to keep the law. They were going to be a nation of priests. What they were going to do, man, represent, man, God to the world. The responsibility of God raising up the Israelites, man, was to win the world back to the kingdom of God, to win the world to God. It wasn't that God made them just a special people, man. They more favored than any other people. No, God interested in everybody. But he got to work through somebody to get to everybody. So he worked through Abraham, you know, and then he worked through Abraham's family. Then Abraham's family became, man, a big family. Then the family became a nation, man. And everything that he was doing through the nation, all the blessings of Abraham and all that, man, it's not for the nation, that for themselves, so that they might be a blessing. They might receive the grace of God and go administer it, man, to the world. That they might receive the salvation and share it with others. That they might receive the healing and share it with others. The deliverance, the peace, the happiness, the joy, and share it with others. A kingdom of priests. Spiritual representative. Go to God, man, in intercessory, man, and prayer for on the people's behalf, and then come back, man, to the people, man, and share with the people, man, you know, God's love and what God dictates and desires for their life. That's your priesthood. But he did something even greater than that. He gave you authority, dominion, to operate like that. That's your kingship. That's the kingdom ministry of God. So, you know, like I say, it's not enough, you know, to represent him to the people and then represent, man, the people to him. But you had to do that, man, with your crown on if you're going to really get back to what he originally was doing. After they lost the crown, then they had to minister to him through their priesthood. But your crown has been restored back to you, your sovereignty, your dominion, your royal power, your peace, your joy, your righteousness. Your holiness that you were created to be, all that's been restored back to you. In this kingdom that's yours. Like I say, it's not just enough to be in the kingdom. Now you got to learn the functioning principles, the laws that governs that kingdom. So Jesus made a statement. He said, I'll give you keys. See, once you come into the kingdom, then you know, like I say, it's not enough to be in the kingdom because you can just be wandering around in the kingdom, man. And still, man, you know, down and out, and still don't have no peace, and still brokenhearted, and still sick, and still, man, worried about this and that, man. Because you don't know, man, the functioning principles. You don't know the laws that govern that kingdom. You know the laws that God gave Moses, but you don't know the laws that, man, God gave, man, that Jesus Christ came and gave. What is the law he came and gave? Love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And love, man, one another. Hello. That's his commandment. And if you do those that right there, man, you know, if you work on those right there, like I told you, if you work on those right there, you won't even have to worry about them other ones. They'll start automatically falling in place. If you love your neighbor, man, you ain't going to backbite, slander. You ain't going to, man, cover them. You ain't going to steal from them. You ain't going to say nothing to hurt them. And the only way you can do that, love your neighbor, man, as you love yourself, you got to love your God, man. And in order for you to love your God, man, he got to first love you. And the Bible say this is how much he showed his love for you. He didn't wait till you got it all together, man, to put you in right standing with him. He didn't wait till, man, you quit doing this and quit doing that and wasn't doing this and wasn't doing that, man, before he saved you, before he healed you, before he delivered you. He loved us, man, that even while we was yet in our sins, he restored, cleaned us up, man, hung, bled, and died, and restored everything back to us, man. He did that even while we was yet in our sins. That's how he showed his love for us. In other words, he said, I love you in spite of. I love you regardless. It don't matter where you are. It don't matter what the deal is, man. You could be, man, on the mountaintop, or you can be in the valley low, baby. If you got the love of God with you, man, it will sustain you. It will uphold you. It will keep you, man. It will empower you, man. I'm talking about to look at every adverse circumstance, man, face to face, man. Hello, and eyeball to eyeball. And let it know, man, let it know every circumstance, situation, and symptom that greater is he that's in you, that he that's with you, that he that's for you, than anything that's against you. And you will be able to endure, man, anything, even death. Because you'll know that you know that you know that you got the victory, even in death. So anything, if you got the victory over death, they can put you in jail, they can incarcerate you, anything. Listen, the greatest incarceration, man, is the graveyard. Jail is just a picnic compared to that. But if he sets you free from, man, your greatest enemy, death, everything that come after that, man, he sets you free from that too. Even though you might be incarcerated, man, or whatever, or behind bars, not only incarcerated physically, but incarcerated in any area of your life, man. He there with you. And he there, man, to bring you out. He there, man. He ain't never going to leave you. He ain't never going to forsake you. What you saying, Arthur? I'm trying to say, man, I don't care what the situation is, where you're at, what the deal is in your life, man. As you come to the knowledge, man, of God's love for your life, man, you'll be able to endure anything because you'll know that you know that you know that everything is all right. You'll know that. That's my prayer and that's my desire for you. That's why I come on this broadcast, man, to exalt you first and foremost, you know, just to build you up and to give you hope. And not only hope, and a future. Your hope is something that you don't yet have. But when you have it, there's no more hope. No, you got it. You don't need to hope for it no more. You got it. That's the future. To give you that you hope for. What you hope for? If you're sick, you hope to be healed. If you have a need, you hope to be provided for. If you're bound up, you hope to be free. If you're chained up, you hope to be. If you're poor, you hope to be rich. Boy, when you receive all of that, man, no more, you don't need to hope for it no more. You got it. That's the future, a hope, the manifestation of the thing that you hope for. That's our desire. That's why God put us on this radio broadcast to come into your life and watch this. Not too much minister to your circumstances and your situations and your symptoms. Not too much to minister to your emotions or your attitude or your feelings or your thinking. Not too much to minister even to your physical anatomy or the physical part of you, to your physical body. This word that comes through this broadcast, man, is, man, to minister to your spirit. To build that man up. To strengthen that man. To let that man know who he is. The word that I speak unto you on this radio broadcast, they spirit. And they are life. They are addressed to your spirit. They are spirit. They come from a spirit. And they are addressed to a spirit, but so that it might build you up, so that you might learn, man, who you really are in Christ Jesus, what you really have, and what you really can do. You can cast out devils, man, in circumstances. You can speak, man, in your life, man, and tell a sickness and disease, man, or whatever circumstance situation is. You got creative ability on the inside of you. The laws that govern God's kingdom is the law of life. That's a law that supersedes, man, the law of sin and death. The law in God's kingdom, man, is a law of faith. If you're going to live this kind of life that I'm talking about, you don't live this life by doing things to earn it. You live this life by faith. And you do those things, man, that warrant that, man. You ain't doing that to warrant it or to deserve it, man. You're doing that thing, man, because you love God. You're walking by faith. That's a law in the kingdom. The just shall live by faith. Faith what? Faith in God's word. Faith in what God, if it ministers to your spirit, man, then you got to exercise faith in that. Well, you got to apply that to your life. Faith is more than just believing God. Faith is believing God to the point where you start acting on it, what you believe, even before you see the manifestation. I'm going to say it again. Faith is not, see, you think because you believe God, that's faith. No, that's belief. Faith is believing God to the point where you act on what you believe, even before you see the manifestation. How long, Arthur? Forever. Forever. That's the works that it produced. Third law, man, is the royal law, the law of love. You know that, love God and love one another. Fourth law is the one I like. I'm coming to the knowledge of more and more, and I want to administer more and more. The perfect law of liberty. Who the Son set free is free indeed. That's what I was saying earlier. I don't care what you're in bondage to. I don't care what the deal is, what you in chain to, what, man, got you bound up, man. You've been set free. Where that freedom take place at, man? Take place in your heart first, in your spirit. That's why the words I come on here with, I just want to speak to your spirit, man, so that you can have quality knowledge and quality information, man, so that you can make right choices and right decisions, man, in your life that will get you to your God-given destiny. Listen, my time is almost up over here at this radio broadcast. I tell you, when I come on here, you know, that little hour that I have, it fly by. When I look up at the clock and see it like 3 or 4 minutes left, you know, it seems like I just been sitting here 10 minutes. You know, that's the Spirit of the Lord that's upon me. And you know, I trust that this ministry is a blessing to your life. And one thing I need you to know, you know, that anyone hear the gospel of the kingdom, you can know something, boy, the devil coming immediately to try to rob this out of your life. You don't mind you having good church, and you don't mind you, man, striving hard to live right and everything else, as long as you don't come to the knowledge of who you already are and your authority and your power over him. Because he know that when you know that, then he won't be able to dictate to your life. He them circumstances, situations that he used to dictate to mankind's life, it'll flip. You'll start dictating, man, to the circumstance, situation in your life, man, that comes, man, from another world. The kingdom of God. Again, instead of, man, operating under the dictates of the situation of this world system, you start, man, operating under the dictates of God's system, the kingdom of God's system. And it'll bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Listen, again, my time is up. I pray this for your life right now, that you, man, be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you might know what is the hope of your calling. That every one of your needs that's represented in your life, that they met, whether it's healing, whether it's deliverance, whether it's provisions, whether it's salvation, whatever it is, every need that you have in your life, I pray right now that God meets you at that point of your need. And not only meets you at that point of your need, but he supply that need for your life. Therefore, I decree and declare that everything is all right in your life. I decree that and I declare that you are blessed of the Father. And what God has blessed can't be cursed. I speak that into your life right now in the name of Jesus, on the authority of God's word. And when I say in the name of Jesus, I say this is what I'm saying, because that's what God said. I'm only saying to you what God said. Hey, I'm just a vessel full of power with a treasure from the Lord. Listen, I love you. I invite you to stay tuned. My wife, Gail, and I, you know, we bring you, man, greetings from our outreach ministry. This is it, our radio ministry, you know, and we come to be a blessing in your life. And we trust that we are. And if we are, we would like to know it. Start next week, we open up this broadcast. Hey, listen, I'm gone. I'm out. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.